Welcome to the VOA 1 Grammy Podcast. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee, here with my friend Ray McDonald. How are you?
Hey, Shauna. Well, I'm here. I'm awake. And we have made our way through the 57th Annual Grammy Awards from Los Angeles. And I'm telling you, after watching last year's Grammys compared to this, last year, you might remember, the Grammys had Beyoncé opening the telecast, almost naked with her husband Jay-Z.
Yes.
This year, Beyoncé sang a hymn. And to me, that sums it all up. The tone of this year's show, I kind of want to call it the Xanax Grammys. Xanax being a well-known antidepressant.
Mm.
It was reverent. It was slow-moving for the most part. And it was just a little too safe.
Well, it didn't start off that way, though,
because
AC/DC started the show off. There was a lot of energy there, and I know a lot of sort of old school rock fans were very excited to see those guys back on stage.
I was pumping my fist, but when a bunch of 60-year-old men provide the highest energy performance of the night, you know you might have a little problem there, even though they are 60-year-old men in short pants.
They are. Well, there was another young man in short pants who performed and did, I think, a great job and brought some energy to the show, and that was Pharrell.
Yeah, that was a pretty nutty performance of Happy. He was dressed in a bellboy outfit, and he had these beautiful gold shoes on. And let's see, correct me if I'm wrong, but he had a string section with him.
He did.
And
he did.
A lot of the performers had that string section.
It was a very big sound. It was very big sound, and I thought Pharrell's performance was very interesting because he also had a pianist, a classical pianist.
Lang Lang, right?
And he slowed it down a little bit, then brought it back, then slowed it down and brought it back. And there was a little bit of political commentary in there as well with the dancers and their hoodies and their hands up. So I thought it was very interesting. Interesting. And we saw a lot of that throughout the show as well. So
we had a lot of political commentary and social commentary. Eric Church did the song Hometown, and he had some slides of urban violence and urban decay. And then at the end of the show, we had John Legend and Common doing a civil rights
Glory, yeah. Well, they
song,
did
Glory
the song Glory,
Selma,
which is from the soundtrack Selma, the movie Selma, and is also nominated for an Academy Award this year for Best Original Song in a Motion Picture. And Beyoncé sort of started that off singing a very well-known song, Precious Lord, which was originally sung by Ledisi in the movie, who was there, but did not sing the song, and that's created a little bit of a tiff between the two camps, the Beehive and Ledisi. I don't know what Ledisi calls her fans, but you know, it was slow moving, but not without controversy, which is typically what I expect from the Grammys.
This is true. There's always going to be some ruffled feathers. I think one of the big upsets of the night was the success of Beck. Morning Phase took Best Rock Album, and it also took Album of the Year. Now, Beck has won some Grammys previously, but I think he was viewed as something of a dark horse in both of these categories.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember Beck being a rock artist. He was more of a kind of dance artist at some point. Is that correct? Or something.
Beck is one of these acts that straddles a lot of different genres. And, you know, the meaning of rock has always been kind of flexible. I remember decades ago, the Grammys gave their first heavy metal award to Jethro Tull. And at the time, that was a huge controversy. Like, no, Jethro Tull's not a heavy metal act. So these categories can sometimes be sort of changeable.
Yes, don't we know it. Well, he did win Album of the Year against Beyoncé, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Pharrell. Speaking of Sam Smith, he had a great night.
We should speak of Sam Smith, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Sam won 4 awards that I can see here. He got Album of the Year. No, we did. I'm sorry, he didn't get Album of the Year. He got Song of the Year for Stay With Me. He got Record of the Year also for Stay With Me.
Mm-hmm.
And he also got Best New Artist.
which can be a great award to get or not so much, because mm-hmm. there is the Best New Artist curse.
Yes, there is.
Yes, where you win the award and then we never hear from you again. But I don't think that's going to happen with Sam Smith.
You know, for every taste of honey, you get a Mariah Carey or a Beatles, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I heard someone say that this was the Sammies, and I think that that's probably an appropriate name for the show, because it definitely was his show. He also performed with Mary J. Blige, and it was a beautiful performance.
That was good. Sam Smith is a superb live performer. He really can hit those notes dead on. I think he has staying power, and I think he's been recognized as just an artist that we're going to be hearing from.
Mm. What do you think about Adam Levine and Gwen Stefani's performance?
I thought it was, entirely too tasteful for me. I honestly,
for those two, huh?
You know, I really wanted to see a couple of train wrecks. There were a couple times during the night when I was really wondering, where's Miley Cyrus when you need her?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I know. Maybe that's a little tabloidy on my part, but I could have used a little bit of excitement and controversy, about the performances. But everybody was very reverent and very together. Even Ariana Grande didn't have her little kitty cat ears this time.
Mm.
She was wearing an evening gown, and she had the string orchestra too. It's like everybody was on their best behavior.
Even Kanye West. I mean, he almost, mm-hmm. almost we saw a little of the old Kanye. But he performed twice, mm-hmm. which was unusual. And I thought it was wonderful, because the first song that he performed, which he wrote about his mother, Only You, I believe is what it's
Only
called.
Only One.
Only One, I'm sorry, yes. Mm-hmm. I love. It reminds me sort of that old Kanye West. And then, of course, he performed with Paul McCartney and Rihanna, their new song.
You know something about Only One? In that song, Kanye's vocals are highly processed.
Mm.
I don't think he needs to do that. He's got a pretty strong singing voice. When it comes right down to it, I remember the stuff he did in 808s and Heartbreak, one of my favorite Kanye
yeah.
West albums. Mm. The man can sing. And I don't think he needs to hide behind vocoders.
Yeah, well, he's always trying new, innovative, different things.
That's Kanye West for you.
Successfully or not so much. But he was on a good behavior.
Right,
Prince decided to make an appearance.
Everything's
in
better
orange,
with Prince.
Especially when he's in... What is that? Was that orange? Was that more like a tangerine? I don't know. Two-piece,
fluorescent
sparkly,
tangerine.
Fluorescent. I tell you, Prince kills him every time. Every time.
Prince had a little sparkle in his eye. He presented Album of the Year, and he said, "Albums still matter." And being one who loves the album format, I was pumping my fist and going, "You tell him, Prince."
Right, right. Well, yeah. So, I mean, that was one of the highlights for me. It doesn't take much. You know, Prince comes out on stage.
Everything's better with
show,
Prince.
The show is over at that point. So, well, very good. Who else? Lady Gaga.
And Tony Bennett
performed.
Yep.
Madonna
put on a great show.
You think?
I think this performance was one of her best in a long time. I liked it better than the one last year.
Okay.
I thought it was 10 times better than her Super Bowl performance. I dug it. I thought Madonna was kicking it.
I am a huge Madonna fan. Anyone who's been listening to me for the last couple of years knows, I grew up wanting to be one of Madonna's backup singers and dancers.
But. Not so impressed.
Not this time around. But the fact that she's still performing means that there's still time for me to make that dream come true. That's what I feel really good about.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say the 57th annual Grammys were the feel-good Grammys, but there were some great performances. And as always, it's an experience unlike any other award show.
Absolutely. It was fun. And I had a great time hanging out with you all this evening.
I had a great time hanging out with you, too. Thanks, Shauna.
And thank all of you. And remember, you can hear both Shauna Renee and Ray McDonald on VOA1 every day.